that I spoke about in the past weeks, in Geya, the inner meaning of the Muhammad, Sons of Mashiach, will wage the wars of Hashem. I discussed some of the different meanings, like the Gashmias, it means will conquer Eretz Yisrael, the nations around Eretz Yisrael, will wipe out Amalek, will fight to bring godliness in the world. But that's b'chlal, the job of a king, of a Jewish king, is to wage the wars of Hashem. But particularly regarding to Mashiach, there's going to be special wars that he will wage, and there's a deeper meaning b'chlal to all these wars that Mashiach will wage. And one of the nekudas that are explained is that when there's a great light, there's a great opposition to the light. So this discusses this a lot. So that reason why there will be enemies that will fight Mashiach is not just going to be a dispute over territory or the kayetze bazaar, but in other words, the inner meaning of these of the snagdus, of the opposition to Mashiach, the wars that he will fight, are when Mashiach is revealed, which is the greatest light that there could be. So before that, there's a scabrus of the lumas that the klipa realizes that its end is near, so it's trying to, you know, fight as much as it could against the revelation of Mashiach. So that's
more or less. Is it more or less it's Kabbalah or Chassidus? Not the nigla.
No, but it's Alpi nigla. No, but even Alpi nigla, you'll soon see. Alpi nigla, you'll soon see in a second. No, that's the inner meaning. In other words, Chalal Melech has to fight the wars of Hashem, but particularly for Mashiach, his wars, the deeper idea of the wars of Mashiach is because he's Mashiach, because he's going to usher in the ultimate Gili Alakus in the world, so he's going to have the snagdus. The truth is that in Be'etzem, the Teichen of Muhammad is Goyg u'Mogig. What are they going to be fighting? Why are Goyg u'Mogig going to gang up on Yidden against Mashiach? So it says that they're going to say that we're not, their goal is going to be to fight against the Eibishter. They say that every other nation tried to annihilate the Jewish people themselves. Our fight is a fight against the Eibishter.
But Goyg u'Mogig between them, no?
Pashas Goyg u'Mogig, Goyg is Nasi, they come together to fight Yidden. But Pashas, and we don't know exactly how
the world... between them.
This is a bazunderzach, right. In other words, Goyg u'Mogig could be a war between the Goyim themselves. But
the greater part of the war
is that they're Neged Hashem and Neged Mashiach, the Pasuk, you know, not Nishneged, the Pasuk in Peis and Tilim, Amalak Shugoyim, Al Hashem, Al Mashiach, they're gathering up against it. In other words, their fight, their opposition will be to the Gili Alakus of Mashiach.
Neged Hashem and Neged Mashiach, the Rebbe Shlatz Chmetzah Neitzig Eben.
Yeah.
Aber Neged Yid, no, that's... Ich meine, auf die Teva darf mit noch mal Armee und so, because of they're going to be big armies they're going to have. Ich meine, like today.
So by Goyg u'Mogig it says, Lord, by Goyg u'Mogig it says that Hashem will fight. Yotza Hashem and Nilcham. Eibishter will fight the war of Goyg u'Mogig. But it says the inner kavona, the inner agenda behind the war is not going to be a territory dispute or stam sinan b'nei Yisrael. Going to be there, it's going to be.
Can it was Shalom, anything with the Israeli army, how cherished that Ebbe added to the Israeli this, it's always pushed to make it an army Yisrael. Nothing to do with Mashiach and nothing to do with Kedusha.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Hashem no Mashiach, the Rebbe is not going to get easily.
Yeah,
but he's all that they can get his again for the Rechem.
Fine. So this is the musig says the idea of the war is not just a physical war, but it's a spiritual war as well. I mean, the different beurim that are given. Well, again, one simple beer is Rebbe brings al derech why dafke bikus of the mashiach. There's more darkness in the world, and maybe we have to have more gili of chassidus. Because the closer out to Mashiach, the more the Choshev tries to strengthen itself. There's also Dinyan, the Maharal Prag, he also explains that the in this philosophical, you know, approach, that the Goyim, their union is Ribui. The idea of Achdus, true unity, is only by the Eivishter and the Yidden. So Memele, Mashiach is going to come up until the time of Mashiach. It could be by Yidden have their Hanhog and the Goyim are going to have their, they have their way of running their show. When Mashiach comes, the whole world is going to be completely under the Eivishter's rule. It's going to be only Achdus Hashem. This, the Goyim, which their union is Ribui and Pirud, and you know how Klip in general is plural, you know, everything is plural, and the idea of being totally united and totally bottled Eivishter is not their goal, is not, you know, with their Shayda Shemacher, so they're going to try to oppose Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be the idea of Umma Yechida, that the whole world is not going to become united under the Eivishter, and the Goyim, they're in. Rabbi explains it in his Oisis. And this is, huh? Yeah, but now, right, there's one that I want to discuss about this. I didn't see anything clear about this. Part of it will be on the Rechefsher. But the says, it comes out as like, Negei the Goyim, when Mashiach will come, they're positioned to Mashiach. They're positioned to the Eibusha, to the Yidden. B'chlach Chassidus explains that the Birur of the Goyim is going to be two types of Birurim of the Goyim when Mashiach will come. To be those guns, there's a few levels, but the two main categories are to be some goyim, like a molek, that'll have to be completely wiped out. They have no tikkun. Reishis goyim, a molek, a chris eliyah, they have no tikkun. They're completely evil. Then there's other nations that will have a tikkun. It says, ozapach al-am, that all the nations will eventually be turned over to serve Hashem. And that itself, Siddhas really discusses, even within the nations that are not so bad, there's also two elements. There's the element of those nations that actually cherish the Jewish people, and there are those nations that they persecute the Jews, but they don't want to totally annihilate them. Amalek wants to completely annihilate them. So they'll be wiped out. The other nations, based on how they also will be elevated, but Chassidus explains different levels. If only the good will be elevated, the bad will be elevated, depending on how much bad or good they have, which is a separate discussion. So Memela, in what's going to come out as like this, what comes out is that the opposition of Goyim to Mashiach will be those elements. They'll have to be completely in other words, they won't be able to coexist with Mashiach no matter what. They're going to have to be completely wiped out. Then there's going to be the other elements, the other nations. There might be some of them might need to get some punishment or whatever it is. They have different nevuahs, how the Eibusha will punish the Goyim for what they were persecuting the Yidden. But eventually, they have, since Be'etzem, they're not completely against, they're not completely, you know, have no shaychus to the Eibishter, or whatever it is, they have some good in them, so they'll eventually be transformed to good. And the Rebbe really explains that Be'etzem, if you look in the Pesukim that speak about Mashiach, and even the way that Rambam speaks about Mashiach, there's really two stages regarding the Goyim. There's one stage where Mashiach is fighting them. There's another stage where the Goyim are being transformed to Kedusha. It says the Goyim, Rambam brings at the end of Perek Yud Aleph, that the whole world, the Sakanas, Mashiach will fix the world to serve Hashem v'yachad, together. And the Rebbe has interesting times. What means together? Together with the Yidden. That the same way the Yidden, like this, usually Chassidus explains that there's a pasuk that says, we say, Malchus Chamachus Kalalam Memshatcha B'chol Der V'der. The Eibush is known as a king and as a ruler, a melech, a king, and a moishel, a ruler. So this explains that a king is someone that people accept upon themselves with their own will. You say in the evening, Malchusay v'rotzen kibu alayim. A king is someone accept with your free will. A moishel, a ruler, on the other hand, could literally translate as a dictator. Ruler means, by hook or by crook, he forces you to listen to what he wants. So there's two levels in the revelation of Hashem's kingdom. There's those higher levels, there's Yidden and higher worlds, which they accept Hashem's kingdom with their own will. Then there's the idea that sometimes the Eibishter, let's say on the other nations or people that are not ready to accept yet, the Eibishter is Malchus Berotz, and the Eibishter is a Moshe, he's a ruler, against their will. So you have two elements. So the Rebbe says when Mashiach will come, Mashiach will fix the world, that they will all serve Hashem biyacha together, means the same way they didn't serve Hashem with their own rotzen, the malchus v'rotzen kibbal aleihem, accept Hashem's kingdom with their own will, the goyim will also reach that level. They'll serve Hashem, not just because they're forced to, but because they themselves will want to serve the Eibishter. So there's going to be two stages here. There's going to be, the Rebbe says, the famous pasuk, volum yishim ratzin lishpita sadeh, so v'yisil Hashem amulucha. one of the Pesukim, famous Pesukim, Sigmar Mashiach will come. So the beginning of the Pasuk speaks about Saviors going up to Hades of Lishpeit HaSareitzvah, to judge Hades, of judging, and the context of this Pasuk means to punish them for what they did to the Yidden. So this is the idea of where you're subduing the nations, you're fighting them. The end of the Pasuk says, V'hoysel Hashem HaMelucha. Melucha, kingdom, like I mentioned before, Chassidus says, is something which is that everyone accepts him with his own, their free will. So V'hoysel Hashem HaMelucha means that even heart Esav will eventually reach a level that they're going to accept Hashem as a Melech, not just as a Moishel, as a ruler, but as a king. So there's definitely going to be two, there's basically the way it, in other words, the way it's going to be, the way it's described, at least b'derech hateva, so to say, in the case of Zoch, things might be different. I'll explain in a minute, but in the way it's explained, it's going to be two stages. It's going to be the opposition to Mashiach. Not only that, it says that some of the Yidden will also oppose Mashiach. It says in Zohar, such a musig, that the Yidden that will oppose Mashiach. But then there'll be wars, and there'll be, I guess, some people that will be completely wiped out, like Amalek or whatever it is, that have no Bidur, have no Tikkun. Then there's going to be those nations, it says that first Mashiach, the other nation Mashiach will conquer, and at first they're not going to be happy necessarily with Mashiach's kingdom. They'll just accept it as de facto, you know, he's their ruler. But then eventually there'll become another stage that the Goyim themselves will recognize Mashiach's kingdom. Rambam says an interesting thing. Rambam writes that the Christianity and Islam are all, in a certain sense, a preparation for Mashiach. Why? Because before Christianity and Islam came along, most nations never heard of Torah mitzvahs. Afterwards, they heard, just they made up their own version. Christianity said that half the mitzvahs are not in the game anymore. Islam, they had their own way of explaining that whatever they said. But like this, they heard... Huh? No, then the Vilchus Melachim, Perek Yudalev, was the part that was taken out by the censor.
Yeah,
we didn't say it. The
Gashur Derech
Melachim... It was
taken out.
Now it's printed, yeah. So, Rambam says, now all you have nations, you know, far distant nations, which heard, they know about the Old Testament to this. It's something which they know about. It says someone, so the Elamai, they think that they have their Mashiach, they have their leader. That's when Mashiach will come, and the real Mashiach will come, and they'll see how he's successful. They will realize that he's the real Mashiach, and their ancestors and their prophets, and says their leaders, their theologians, were lying. So they, in other words, the Rebbe says, you see in that Rambam how the nations themselves, when they'll see, because they became familiar with the Musag of Mashiach, so when they'll see the true Mashiach being successful, they'll realize thus is there. So they themselves, they won't oppose him anymore. They'll oppose him, but then later they'll come to the recognition that this is the truth. So the Rebbe highlights from a number of places in the Rambam, even in the Chumash, you have Mochatz Pasid Moyav, the Karka called the Neshes Mashiach, who like destroy the nations, their kingdom, and then it says that v'haya edim yireisha, that it will be an inheritance to Mashiach edim. V'haya yireisha seir oyevav. So the Rebbe says the idea of inheritance is something which is done, which shows not on something which is a conquer, which you're fighting the one, you're conquering someone else and you're subduing them to you. But the yirusha, inheritance, means something which is they recognize that they really belong to Mashiach in the first place. So you'll have, but in other words, the Chatchilat will be in opposition. The opposition will be subdued, and later they'll come to recognition that this is them. So this is the way it comes out from certain Mekaitis, the ordered way it's set up, you know, so to say, in a matter of the Mashiach coming with Erech HaTava. So the point that I wanted to bring out is that the opposition that they'll have to Mashiach, the Mussalim will be different levels of opposition also, but the Nakuda here will be is that they're not going to want, they're going to be menaged to what Mashiach represents. So the Rebbe explains Moshel Amalek. One of the words Mashiach will find will be Amalek. Actually, it's interesting, I saw recently there's a Psadik HaKoyen, one of the Talmud from the Neyashiloyach, whatever. So the Rebbe actually quoted him a few times, actually. He brought him down. So he writes that the Muhammad's Goygul Mogig, the Mishay the Shamolik. That the war of Goygul Mogig against Mashiach, he connects to the war of Amolik against the Yidden when they came out of, you know, Mitzrayim to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe negated, but even if the Goygul Mogig and Amolik are not exactly saying, exactly Mashiach, Sutton Mekredah, so they're going to gang up together, they're going to join together. So what's Goyg u'Mogog? Amalek will come with those nations that are coming against
Israel. Is there going to be the
other? Huh?
The Rebbe says they're going to be the other?
Not, it's another Mekredis. It says it's Mashmah, they're going to come together. So, the Negeyim L'chemes Amalek, Rebbe Dibrika Goyg u'Mogog, Negeyim L'chemes Amalek is described, Rebbe explains that, what was Amalek's snags? Why does Amalek come when Yidden are going out of Mitzrayim, going to Eretz Yisrael? So Amalek's snags, Amalek's opposition is to bring Aluk Mekedira B'tachtenim. Amalek is also, it says Amalek is Yedeas Riboyne Mechav and Limbeba. He knows Hashem, just he wants to rebel against Hashem. So Amalek has no problem if you learn about Hashem. It could be in your head, he has no problem. Other nations might not even know about them, but Amalek has no problem with knowing about Hashem. What's his problem? His problem is he doesn't want it to affect God, it should come down B'Poyel Mamish, that it should change the physicality of the world. So when even are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, take your physical land and transform it into holy land, here is where Amalek comes and fights. That's where his opposition is. The Rebbe says that's also why I mentioned a few weeks ago that in the Seder of the mitzvahs that even were commanded to do when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so there was appointing a king, wiping out Amalek and building the Beis HaMikdash. Wiping out Amalek comes before building the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because building the Beis HaMikdash is also the idea of making a Dira B'tachten and bringing the Lakuz down physically in a house of stone, as Chassidus explains in many places, that the ultimate Dira B'tachten, the fusion of Ruchnis and Gashmis, took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So Amalek, in order to do that, you have to wipe out Amalek, because Amalek opposes this idea of bringing godliness down B'tachten physically. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe connects it also with Mashiach. The Rebbe says that's also why before Mashiach will build the third Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, will wage the wars of Hashem, which as I mentioned in the past, also includes the war of Amalek. Because in order to build the third Beis HaMikdash, which is the ultimate Yireh B'tachtonim, the ultimate Gilui Elokus down in this world, Amalek has to be completely wiped out. Because they're menaged to this revelation. So here also you see the Musa that it's not just a war on a physical war, but it's a war against the muhus of what Mashiach is going to do, the essence of what Mashiach is going to do spiritually. In Apsadik, he actually describes a little bit differently. He says that Goyg u'Mogog is going to, their war is also like a kitrug al bnei Yisrael. They're going to, says that part of their war is also a how do you say kitrug in English?
Criticism.
Huh? Prosecution or that against persecute? Yeah, against the Jewish people, saying, "Man shtano elu miyem of us." No, the Yidden did what we did also in Golus. Why should they? Why do they deserve that they should have all these great things? So, in other words, it's an opposition. Here, it's more according to this view. It's more directed against the Yidden, but it's against the Yidden getting the milus of Mashiach. So, they always come when Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, they're about to get to Torah. You know, plutzlun, they see that these people are going to become better than them. So they have, like, why should they be better than us? So they come and they try to fight. Similarly,
who was Goyg u'Mogog then? Amalek, we know. Amalek. Who was Goyg u'Mogog then in Teirach?
Where were they?
No. Where does it say that they were there? Vayove Amalek, Vayelochem
Mitzvah. So he learned, Absadik learned that Mechamas Goyg u'Mogog is Adarach Mechamas Amalek. It says in Indian Latin.
Before Moshiach came, straight up at that time of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
They didn't give Goyg
u'Mogog. That's the
Chuvin from the Kabbalah.
Yeah, the agenda, the idea, the concept. It says the Ruchnistike Mechamah that they were fighting was al derech, the Indian that Goyg u'Mogog is going to fight even in the end of days.
Goyg u'Mogog is back in the great self-knowledge, and all the. I'm always up there.
There was a nation gegen Mogir already by then.
Yeah, but with Tilgiv and the Pint to get sight from then, well, they're not.
Once you say that they're going to fight against Sidon, sorry, that's a new thing to me.
They're going to say this nation came back, they're building themselves up, let's go and break them apart. That's in Pashas Aksuvim, is mashma, they're coming, that after Yidden, after Mashiach starts establishing his melucha, so they're going to come and they're going to... Now, if you think, now, but Etzem, it comes as a, you're mentioning, it wasn't the key, whatever, again, if you go and say the Derech HaTeva, so to say, the way Mashiach is going to come, there'll be wars. Mashiach Hilchum Mechamis Hashem. The final war is going to be Goy Gomogi. The Hainu, the way it's mashed like this, Mashiach is going to be, there's different, I mentioned also before, there's different sources what, how Mashiach will fight his wars. So certain places, Mash and Poshet, you know, will have clay zayin, physical warfare. In other places, it's clear, you have a midrashim, you have, it's quoted many times. It says, Bika eretz b'shevet pig. Mashiach will strike the land, a country with his mouth. The famous medrash that says that they'll tell Mashiach that a certain country rebelled against him, so he said, let a locust come and destroy it. They'll let the Malach HaMavos come and kill it. So they'll hear it, they'll all chap a pachad and they'll all get scared and they'll make peace with Mashiach. You have another interesting message that says that when the Yidden go out to war, the Torah says they have to call out for peace. But Amalek knows that even when the Yidden went to wage war with Amalek, I don't know about Amalek, with the seven Amalek for sure, with the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, they gave you three choices. Either you make peace, and you accept us, and you accept the Shalom, you could leave, you could relocate. I'm not going to stop you from relocating. Or if you want to fight, we'll fight.
I don't know if that's
a Russian. Igargashi went and left. So in the Mashiach, it says he's going to wage his war. He's going to chatchilasu for peace. So it says the nations will accept it. Because they're going to be afraid of Mashiach. See, I have different psukim. It says that the Rambam brings, and you get a statement, brings different psukim, says that Molochim, kings, will get so afraid of Mashiach. They'll see how he's Matzliach, Shalei Bederech HaTeva, but he doesn't even have to use physical warfare. It says, just like Moshe killed the Mitzri, B'Shem HaMafeirish, Mashiach will also use the Shem HaMafeirish. So they're going to get scared. So it seems that there's going to be a process. In the beginning, Mashiach will be successful to some extent. But then it's going to be the final hisnagda. Says nations are going to say, we're not going to all gang up, and they're going to want to have, you know, they're going to want to make a final end to all of this. And then Davisha will come. That's why they're going to be fighting against Davisha. Says they it's mashma that they're going to make a rebellion. Even first, some of them will be afraid. Then they'll make a rebellion against Mashiach. And actually, certain places, the Gog and Magog will be three times above. Three times they're gonna make war with the Yidden. So it's the third time they're gonna wage war, and then it says Yotza Hashem Milcham. Then Abishu will come and it's almost enough. The Yotza Hashem is Pesukim.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying it three times, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Midrash. Three times Midrash. So Abishu will come and fight. That it says will be the war. You know this expression, the war to end all wars. So it says Gog and Magog will talk be the war to end all wars. After that point, Gog and Magog will be the final bidder of Umm Yisraelim. At that point, so it says that whoever will be left will recognize the greatness of Hashem, and they're going to go on the way the Pesukim described. You know, they're going to go and send messengers to their countries. That, you know, those refugees, those that will remain after the war, they're going to. After that point, it says that there won't be any. The Rambam writes, that's how we say there won't be any war or anything will be happen after the war of Gog and Magog. That will be the final thing. From certain medrashim, it seems that Amalek will join Gog and Magog and will be wiped out together. But yeah, or it could be separately. But in other words, the opposition from the nations after Gog and Magog, they'll all realize when we say in Kaddish, Yiskadol Yiskadol Shmei Rab, right? What does Yiskadol Yiskadol Shmei Rab? I mean, Hashem's name should become great and sanctified. Where is this based on? the part that says the goy gemavi v'skadilti v'skadishti, I'll become great and sanctified amongst all the nations. So then it says that they're going to go and they're going to the famous pasuk v'viyus chol achechem, that all the goyim will bring the yidden, the left remnants of yidden which didn't want to come to Chayispah. They were afraid to go to Eretz Yisrael to join Mashiach. The goyim after the war of goy gemavi, they're going to bring them to Mashiach. The famous story that they say that was once that was a miser with a certain Jew that was giving problems to other Jews, to put it mildly, in a certain city. So they went to sit in Sadiq that he should have to give him a curse or something. He said he doesn't want to curse him because he doesn't want to take away Mashiach's matana. I hope I'm saying it right, but the point that he was saying is Mashiach will come, the Yidden will come eventually, chveis. Eventually everyone is going to want to come. There will be a few Yidden, you know, that Poshet will have no interest whatsoever to come. They'll hide out. So it says the Goyim are going to sit and they'll see Mashiach taking over the show. They're going to want to do bring a present to Mashiach. So they know gold and silver is not what to bring. You know, Mashiach has nothing. So they're going to say, what is the biggest present Mashiach can have? That Jew was hiding out in the closet. So him they're going to take and adorn him for Jesus, going to carry him the Gansu parade to bring him to Mashiach. So that's going to be the love. So he said he doesn't want to curse Mashiach's present.
I don't know this. From Sikhs of the Rebbe and following everything like that, well, it seems like, in terms of the Rebbe's Sikhs, it's that these Muhammad's.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. I want to discuss the Etzel Minyan. I'm discussing Rambam playing Madrashim. Madrashim is full. The idea of Muhammad's and Mashiach is full of Madrashim. Goyim Gemogim is one of the major things. I just want to discuss the Kant stuff. I'm not even discussing the Musak of Muhammad's Goyim Gemogim, the Musak of the words, the Musak of how. Now, the Rebbe said like this. This is in general, yeah. So you, huh? It says that all the nations will bring presents to Mashiach.
At the time of the Gulf War, this is a medrash, Yalkut Shemayimi, Melech Boaz, Melech Arvi.
That's a war between that's nothing to do with the Yidden necessarily.
Yeah, so
that wasn't going. I don't think any Rebbe ever said it's
Goy Gomogi. Then Goy Gomogi between them. And now Stukito and Goy Gomogi will go both against the Yidden.
Huh?
Then it's a Kish Giret, they have a little comment
on the Yidden. That's a Giret. Okay. So now, the Nigeia, this is. I was giving an old, small overview based on what it comes out from the Nevuas. I mean, a lot of Nevi'im, Goy Gomogi is a very, there's many details that are unclear, but it's definitely a strong component in the describing how Mashiach will finally, you know, rule over the world. And the Rebbe Sichas, the Rebbe says that the meaning of Luchamis of Mashiach, the Rebbe, not talking about Goy Gomogi, how the Muhammad of Mashiach. So there's a few things. One place the Rebbe says that it's only talking about a Floy Zachu. If he didn't merit, then Mashiach will come right away without the Seder of wars. There's other Sikhs that the Rebbe gave other similar, different scenarios. For example, one place the Rebbe says, I mean, besides the fact that the certain Medrash and the Mashiach will be victorious in these wars, and you know, miraculously, but you have one thing the Rebbe says, Mashiach Ladach will have to fight. The idea of Tipa Lalei Mosav Afachat, they'll see, they'll get to be afraid of Mashiach. He won't have to actually fight, you know, they'll be afraid, they'll sue for peace. They have other places, the Rebbe, a few places says that all the Nyonim, all the Simon of Mashiach that happen, catifying. It won't take him a long time to fight these wars. It'll be, it could be very quick. In the last years, in Mumbai, you have a strong notion, Rebbe mentioned, the meaning of Muhammad Shal Shalom. It's a different, way of how presenting Mashiach. The wars are not going to be necessarily a war of aggression, but it's going to be like, just like the Rebbe mentioned, the Rebbe didn't connect this directly, but just like you had a different mapeches, you had the different government changes in the world, which happened in a relatively very peaceful way. So in other words, you can have a war, but it doesn't have to be with actual guns drawn out. You know, the Rebbe definitely, the Rebbe called the Muhammad of Mashiach, there'll be an Eifer Muhammad Shal Shamans, in the way of peace. So that's one thing. Then the Rebbe says, "B'chalam matzav of zochu, you won't have the whole seder with wars and outwards." So there's one quote I wanted to mention, but this is the derech hafshir. But just it's also not, it's another point. The Rebbe says, "B'chalam, how is it shayach that the world should oppose Mashiach?" Discussing here, there's going to be opposition to Mashiach, because in the beginning there will be. The Rebbe says it will be before the time of Siruch HaTum Avim and Aris. So the opposition Mashiach will have to fight. Think about it, in the Etzim, in Teuchen, it says, the Maimer Chazal that says that Lo Yivyam Alul Mashiach, the world was created for Mashiach. It was created for it's 3 days there. But the Rebbe explained that really all 3 days also connected with Mashiach. So if the whole purpose of the world was created for Mashiach, how could it be that the world should try to oppose Mashiach? So the Rebbe says, that tells us that the opposition of the world is in chitzoni. It's not that the world essentially opposes Mashiach. It's that the opposition is more of an external type of thing. So based on that word of the Rebbe, Yeshleimer b'derech hafshir, again, the Rebbe doesn't spell this out. I'm just saying, you could say, in other words, you look at this, the etzem, the world itself, is created through Mashiach, and as the Rebbe said many times, the day of Gula is putting the Aleph into Golos. Goyla and Gula have the same letters. So that the idea of Gula is not destroying, taking away the world of Golos, but revealing the true purpose and the true essence of the world itself. That it's the Vara Hashem that's creating it. That it's Alakos. So Mamela Kumtois, but Etzem, the union of Mashiach is. In the DNA of the world, the purpose of the world. Elamai, the Eibishah created in a way that the world, at least the Chitzonius denies it. The world is not. The world doesn't readily accept it. You have to. So from one hand, it has to know that since Be'etzan, the world, really between Yusa is not Menagi to Mashiach, the world Be'etzan wants Mashiach, so it gives him a different way of dealing with the world, since he knows. Not just that he knows eventually the world will reach there, but that he knows that Be'etzem, it's in the world itself, so it's different when you're fighting with someone that you know eventually really wants to become your friend, than dealing with someone that you think Be'etzem is your enemy. But Yeshloimar, so in other words like this, Kuntai says like, Be'etzem, the world is made from Mashiach, and the world, Be'etzem is not Menagi. So Kuvi Namatav of Zochu, you won't have to go through this whole stage where there's going to be opposition, and you'll have to, you know, first you have to subdue them and then they'll get transformed. And the matzav of Zochu, they say, the gula will come in a way in the veld, that's what the world wants. The world itself will right away recognize that this is for its own good, so it won't oppose Mashiach in the first place. Again, I'm saying this with the derech hafshir. It could be the whole up is in the case of loy Zochu, the world, you know, not on, Mashiach is not coming on the ultimate level of that even that the world is refined and everything. So then it's a process to reveal, to get the world ready for Mashiach. But if you're talking about a situation where the world, the Rebbe says in the case of Zochu doesn't only mean that we merit, but Zochu comes from the word Zichuch, that the world is refined. If you're talking about a situation, the world is refined, so then the world, just like it said, Rav Tegoyim Mogi, in Pashas, it says, the Goyim will bring the Yidden on their own, but Tzavim, they'll bring them with carriages. Now, the Goyim themselves want to come to Mashiach. So, in the case of Zochu, you don't have to go through this whole stage of, you know, fighting. In other words, that the world is going to oppose Mashiach, and you have to fight it. Because the opposition of the world is better than the Chitzoni. So, if Loi Zochu, the Chitzoni is still there. In the case of Zochu, it could be the Chatchila. You'll reach the premise. The Chatchila of the world will right away acknowledge and recognize that this is for its own. This is what it really wants, and it's maybe it's not going to oppose Mashiach. And just the derech hafshir yeshleima. So in other words, this whole idea of the Mulchamis and us, the Rebbe said that now, after all the things that we even went through, and v'chulu, we're definitely in the situation of Zochu. And the world is already on the level that we don't have to go through this whole process of having wars and fighting them, and thus and yet. So that's besides the fact that some place says the Gagum Magik already happened, it happened to Ruchnis, whatever, exactly again, one of these things that are unclear. But it's not, that was one of the that I wanted to mention. So the Rebbe, you also see the Rebbe Moshe in another Sikha, the Rebbe highlights the difference between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Lo'os Lavi. It says, Yod Mitzrayim Keni Hashem. It says that the Tachlis, one of the purposes of the Ten Makis was that the Egyptians should know that I am Hashem. When Sheikh will come, also it says Rebbe will know that about the Egyptians. What was the difference? By Yitzias Mitzrayim was B'derech Shvira. Mashiach, Moshe, the Makis, they broke Mitzrayim. Chassidus says, V'yodu Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim will know. The word V'yodu also could come from the Lashon V'yodah, but the pasuk of breaking, subduing. So you broke Mitzrayim, the Ten Makis broke Mitzrayim, and they were forced to recognize David. But Mashiach is in of Tikkun. Rambam writes, V'yisakin asayelam kuloy, V'yisakin asayelam, in of Tikkun, of correction, not of breaking them and forcing them to accept, but that they themselves accept, and therefore the Rebbe says, you also see that when Mashiach will come, it's not going to be something that will be superimposed on the world. On the contrary, it says, all flesh will see, because it says that the nature of the flesh, it won't be something that the same way the physical eyes see Gashmis, when Mashiach will come, the physical eyes will see godliness. But it won't be something superimposed in the world. It's going to be the nature of the world itself will be revealed that its inyan is elikos. So Mel, also here you see it's so if the world is not yet ready for this transformation, so it could be that's why it's mentioned this whole process of fighting and Gregum Magig and thus. But if in the case of Zachum, so Yeshloimer that because the world is ready for the transformation, so you don't have to go through the whole fight that the Asamakis with us. Oh, that was one in Ngeya this thing. So, but it still comes out that eventually there's still going to be some elements of the Moshe. The Rebbe has also interesting theme that the certain nation. I don't know the sikh, the Chelech of Talmud, the Rebbe had a sikh, it says that there's a few things Abisha created that he's mischarit aleihem, so to say, regrets them.
Hashem.
The Rebbe has a whole sikh of what that means. So one of them is Golos, and Yetzer Hara, and then there's Kastim, there's the Bavlim, and there's Arvim. Which thing? I think so, I'm almost sure. So the Rebbe says, when Mashiach will come, what's going to happen? So it says, first the Rebbe is Mitzrayim, that there's going to be two, the Rebbe actually connects it interestingly enough with there's two opinions how wild animals will exist when Mashiach will come. Either they won't exist at all or they're going to be tame. So it says, al derech ze, some nations they won't exist, some will become tame. But the Rebbe says, regarding those nations, it's unclear, it says it could be, maybe some they won't exist, or they won't exist as a nation. It's an interesting word. They'll exist as individuals, but I guess they won't have their mitzias as a united nation. Also, it's interesting, but the Rebbe definitely learns, the famous Sikha also, where the Rebbe speaks about the Nevuah, that 2/3 of the world will be destroyed. A whole thing, the Rebbe definitely, although the Rebbe acknowledges, or definitely is a Musa, having Nevuahs, certain nations will be cut off, certain goyim will be punished. But the Rebbe definitely says that the goyim will remain when Mashiach will come. And the Rebbe learns that the Rebbe has a whole sikh where he explains that the idea where it's mentioned some nevuahs that the goyim will be destroyed, it doesn't mean a physical destruction. It means a destruction, in other words, the Rebbe says, it means that they won't have their own chashivas, their own.
The Rebbe said they're not going to have. Reproduce.
That was a Hava Amina, then the Rebbe didn't like that. Then the Rebbe eventually didn't accept that. But the Rebbe says, he goes through a whole thing, but the Rebbe at the end says that there's two ways of understanding the Goyim when Mashiach will come. One way is understanding that the Goyim when Mashiach will come, they'll also all serve Hashem, but it just will be as a prat in the Yidden's Gula. In other words, the main thing is really for the Yidden, but in order that the Gula of the Yidden should be complete, it's that the whole world is also in such a situation of serving Hashem. But then another thing is more that the fact that the goyim will acknowledge Hashem is a purpose unto itself, not just as a way of enhancing the goal of the Yidden. And Rebbe says from the Rambam and that Rebbe and Tani is mashing like the second way, that the goyim, that the fact that Mashiach will come, the goyim will serve Hashem, won't just be a way of enhancing the says. It won't be. In other words, not as if you could say, "Yeah, who needs goyim? They're there. They're gonna serve Hashem because Yidden will be able to serve Hashem." But I know that the fact that by them, in their own mitzvahs, is recognized the Eibishter, that is part of the gula. The Rebbe gives, I forget the whole beer, but the Rebbe, that's the Rebbe's maskana. Chol Eishem Zulhavim takeif miyad mamish. One came for pulim, and one came for yurim. Chavim tell mamish takeif miyad
mamish. Ein bin meisam Moshiach. Elo shibud malchis bilvad. Ein bin meis.
Ein bin elam hazad meisam Moshiach.
Elo shibud malchis. It's going to be a storm of time, maybe it's the 4 years still here. So Mason is going to be a time. I mean, who am I to say that? But what is the Gemara saying? The Mishnah, Elo Shibud Malchis Bilvad.
I feel the Shibud Malchis. The way the Rambam learned Shibud Malchis means that they'll accept Mashiach as the king.
Good,
but even the Shibud Malchis is echad nishta azap poshet azap. It means, and in others, it won't be miraculous things, but the fact that the goyim will accept Mashiach as the king, Rambam learns that's ki'ilu b'derech ha'teva still.
Yes, amazing, Mishiru d'teva. Shibud Malchis, Moses and